Calc BC, you'll need some weights for derivatives, integrals, and limits. If you follow the rules and OG guarantees, to everybody, Calc will be a breeze. The concepts will confuse you, but all of them are there to get used by you. If you wanna give up, refuse to, and force yourself to go to all the reviews.
With derivatives or dydx, so the slope of a tangent line at value x, use product, quotient, or power rule to make deriving functions not too cruel.
Chain rule might be something to avoid, cause power rule except on steroids.
Integration is the area below a function, now let's put the two together like conjunction junction.
Derivation is the opposite of integration, call them enemies cause integration is anti-derivation. If there aren't any limits, it'd be y split a c. If you do forget, then sorry you will be.
Limits from the left and limits from the right, the limit don't exist unless the both of them collide.
But shh, don't mention outside the club,
ROG will track you down and beat you up.
In Calc, grades change what most people hate. They're related, much like O'Grady's prom date. When doing them, you have to write an equation with values that you know and use that as foundation.
Now take a prime, respect the time, and plug in all the numbers.
To solve for the rate, man, this really works wonders.
When learning the material, you make the discovery.
Do not come out at night and beware of the strawberry.
Moving on to something we call primes of position. Define velocity and acceleration of the mission. Take a prime and double prime the t, and just as you wish, you find what you're looking for. Mission accomplished.
Define the position, take the integral of velocity.
But you have to know the point or the answer means nothing.
Speed and velocity are always confused, but velocity is a vector and speed's a magnitude.
When revolving around an axis, use washer or shells. Remember that d bar is never parallel to the axis you're revolving, which is the abbreviation for how far the distance from the axis of rotation.
For when integration is a bit more complicated, use substitution where the u is located, either the inside or maybe in the denom. Find your du and drop it in like a bomb.
Integrate normally as if it's child's play, now you solve integration like your MLK. Euler's is just a simple equation to find approximation of the special occasion.
That you're given a point and a way to derive, make a table or forget in the count of five. The approx will either be above or below the real y concavity, is how it is shown.
You know, during the AP test, you might not know all the answers. But when that happens, just remember to
keep
moving on. Keep moving on.
Keep
moving on. Keep moving on.
Keep
moving on. Keep moving on.
Some of them you'll use Betty Crocker. Some of them you'll use the ratio test. Some of them you'll use Lagrange. And the sum of them will either converge or diverge.
Keep moving on. Keep moving on.
Keep
moving on. Keep moving on.
Keep
moving on.
Keep
moving on.
Given a graph and it looks like a mess, it's time to take a ride on the Polar Express, like an integral, but rather than all the x limits, radians are key, or your trainer take it.
All you gotta do is know the limits and the radius. Put it in an integral, so easy call it laziness. Use these conversions on the AP exam to find x and y like a karyogram.
No normally with motion for the particle pad, if it's 1D, unlike Pericles and parametric. Speed is Pythag using x and y velocities. When it says vector put, Quinlan's put.
I paid to the math class that I got this on my test, but since I didn't get it, I am now an atheist.
You know all the basics and you know the concepts. There's no doubt in my mind you will pass the AP test. Just listen to O'Grady and go to the reviews. Because in OG Math God we trust, he'll never disappoint you!
In Calc BC, you'll need some weights for derivatives, integrals, and limits. If you follow the rules, an OG guarantee to everybody, Calc will be a breeze. In Calc BC, you'll need some weights for derivatives, integrals, and limits. If you follow the rules, an OG guarantee to everybody, Calc will be a breeze. In Calc BC, you'll need some weights for derivatives, integrals, and limits. If you follow the rules, an OG guarantee to everybody, Calc will be a breeze.